Queen of all powers, downpour of daylight, good woman wrapped in frightful light, loved by heaven and earth, holy woman of Anne, you hold the great gems, you love the good crown, to rule is your right, you have seized the seven powers of the gods. My queen, you are the guardian of the gods' great powers. You lift them up and grasp them in your hand. You take them in and clasp them to your breast, as if you were a basilisk. You pour poison upon the enemy, as if you were the storm god. Grain bends before your roar. You are like a flash flood that gushes down the mountains. You are supreme in heaven and earth. You are Inanna. Raging rainfall of fire, it was Anne who gave you power. You are a queen astride a lion. You give orders by the holy order of Anne. Who can fathom the great duties that befall you? It is you who strike down the enemy. You who give the storm its strength. Enlil loves you for teaching the land how to fear. Anne has ordered you to stand by for battle. My queen, hearing your battle cry, the enemy bows down. Fleeing sandstorms, terror, and splendor, humanity assembled to stand before you in silence. And of all the gods' powers, you took the most terrible. Because of you, the people must march past the threshold of tears. Because of you, they go to the great house of grief. Because of you, they yield all they own without a fight. My queen, your strength can make teeth crush stone. You strike like the strike of a storm. You roar like the roar of a storm. Your howl is like the storm god's howl. You wear yourself out with wind after wind, but after your feet stay strong. With the harps of the temple, they strike the beat of a sorrowful song. My queen, even the Auna flee from you like bats fluttering through ruins. They could not withstand your terrifying gaze. No one can stand firm before your staring eyes. Who can calm the rage in your heart? To soothe your wrath is a daunting task. Queen, who can ease your mind? Queen, who can please your heart? Your rage cannot be cooled. Oh, great daughter of Nanna, queen, outstanding on earth, who can rob you of your rule? The mountain fell under your rule. Its harvest has failed. Its city gates burn. Its rivers run with blood. The thirsty must drink it. All its armies march before you. All its troops disband before you. All its soldiers stand before you. While the wind fills the squares where they danced, their best men are led before you in chains. The city that did not say, "This country is yours," that did not say, "It belongs to your father," the holy order has been given. It is back beneath your feet. But something is wrong with the wombs of the city. The woman there no longer speaks beautiful words to their spouse. In the dead of night, she will not converse with him. She does not show him what shines inside her. You charge like an oryx, O great daughter of Nanna, queen outstanding in heaven. Who can rob you of your rule? Queen of queens, born from a holy womb to wield great power, you never surpass even your own mother. wise and clever queen of all lands, of living beings and the innumerable people, I will sing you a sacred song. Good goddess who is fated for power, it is daunting to sing of your might. Good woman, inscrutable and radiant, I will sing of your power. For you, I stepped into my holy home. I am in Hidwana. I am the high priestess. I carried the basket of offerings. I sang the hymns of joy. Now they bring me funeral gifts. Am I no longer living? I went to the light, but the light burned me. I went to the shadow, but it was shrouded in the storms. My honey mouth is full of froth. My soothing words are turned to dust. This fate of mine, Nana, this man, Lugal An, tell An about it and let An resolve the matter. Tell An now and he will resolve it right away. He will let the woman wrench off this fate. Lugal An, she is mighty. Floods and mountains lie at her feet. Cities shake before her. Stand by me, Nana. May she have mercy on me. I am in Hidwana. I will pray to you, holy Inanna. I will let my tears stream free to soften your heart, as if they were beer. I will say to you, the decision is yours. I cannot make Nana care for my case, but Lugal An has defied the holy rites of An, wrenching the temple of heaven from the God of heaven. If the greatest God, he does not fear. He has turned the temple of infinite joy and endless delight into a home of evil. He has made himself my equal, but envy hounds him. Oh, my righteous Oryx, chase him. Chain him.